Blog Talk Radio.
Cool. Hello.
What?
I heard a loud gust of air there.
Well, we could talk about the time and day thing more during the week, I guess.
All right.
And I doubt we're going to figure it out in the next 5 minutes.
Oh, I feel like last time it was on Sunday, I really, like, started hating. So, maybe we can do it Saturday at, like, noon. So at least I have that to look forward to.
That would be absolutely perfect. I have no umpiring. It's before poker starts. It's wonderful for me.
How would you feel about it, Sid?
I mean, really, for me, the weekends are the only free time I have to go and do stuff. But I'm not currently doing a ton, so I don't see it being an issue in the immediate future. I can't say for, like, when COVID recedes more, if it's going to suck that, like, I can't go to any brunch dates Amy wants to go on or whatever, because I'm doing the podcast and I'm not available till 2, but for now I think I'd probably be fine with it.
If you ever want to, you know, change it back, I'm perfectly happy to accommodate you.
And I guess also, really, yeah, it doesn't really matter.
What if, like, one of us has to do something that week, we can just do it another time that week, you know, we're not speaking to that many live people, right?
But with the Twitch and stuff, isn't the hope that we get more live people? I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, the consistency would certainly help draw audience,
right.
I don't think it's not the end of the world.
We should aim for consistency, but if it's like 1 week when we get moved, it's not that big.
Yeah, if it's 1 week, we could do it either that Sunday or the Friday. Something to consider. We don't have to like make the decision now.
Well, I'm 100% for weekends and happy to accommodate both of you.
Can you see how many people are on Twitch waiting, if any?
It does not say anything at the moment.
It's only us in the chat, so...
So should we just start in a minute or
yep.
give him a second to...
No, we should
if
be able to start, and then when he jumps in, he jumps in.
Yeah.
Just keep your eye on the waiting room or whatever. Do you want me to test Blog Talk?
Yeah.
Talk.
Hello, hi, hello. Do
all good.
You hear? Do
Papa,
all
can
good.
You hear me? Thank you.
What if he knows that we've been shit-talking him this whole time, and this is all just a giant troll? Like, yeah, yeah, I'll be there, and then he never shows up.
I mean, I definitely consider that. Can we start?
Yeah.
Wait, I'll start. Where's my...
There we go. Oh, Alex is in the waiting room.
What? He's leading the show with him?
I guess so.
Wait, I didn't put my background on yet. Loading. For some reason, it's not going immediately.
Oh, there it is.
I can't see anybody. Is everybody having that? There you are.
Yeah, I'm just loading the intro. All right, I'm meeting you guys.
Okay.
Go!
This is your announcer, Shannon Saint Mainframe, welcoming you to our IPA Livecast. It's 2022. Time to take a ride on the wild side. And by wild side, I mean listen to aging weirdos babbling incoherently into microphones for 90 minutes. Wait. You thought I was talking about Vince Neil and Motley Crue? I meant our IPA Livecast. And it starts now.
Welcome. We are here. It is January 18th, 2022. And we're so happy to be with you. And Rob here with Sid. Say hello, Sid.
Hello, Sid.
And Darren.
Hello, Sid.
Ramona. Hanging out.
Ramona the cat. And we have a very special guest. Alex Skolnick is here.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hello, Alex. Thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us here.
What's happening?
I want to take a quick moment to let people know if you want to be a part of the show, you can just dial 213-WIDE-NUT, 213-943-3688. And, you know, Alex, once again, thank you so much for taking some time to hang out with us here. You played your rap song on our show last week.
Oh, I'm well aware. Yeah.
And we have some fun. And so we have all the respect in the world that you're on here to us to talk about your budding rap career. and so you released a few rap songs about the current political movement. And I'm just curious, let's get right into it. How did you get the idea to do this?
Okay, well, I got to make some corrections from...
Okay, let's really get into this.
Okay, so the first one was, it was called Trump Sucks.
Right.
It was not... Fuck Trump. So
okay. There was no cursing.
The first thing you guys said, you know, the guy, he can't not curse. He's got to call it. No, it's,
which one of us is that? I guess that's not
that might have been me. I think. I swear you did say fuck Trump at some point, though. Am I wrong?
It may
not have been the title, but I could have sworn you said, "All right, I apologize. I retract that statement."
Darren,
would you have liked the song more if he had said that?
Deal breaker for you? I fully am on board 100% with the sentiment of fuck Trump. I think I don't object to that. I think like sort of promoting the alternative to Trump is not like really doing any good. That's what I feel. I feel like it's sort of one-sided. I mean, I feel like if it was just fuck Trump, I'd be all on board with that. I hate Trump.
Okay. Well, the alternative is kind of all there is, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, that's the problem.
And I'm not, yeah, nowhere.
Well, okay, but we're jumping ahead now. Okay. What other inaccuracies were there?
like my use of the word sedition. You guys, like, we're all over that. Like, it's completely irrelevant. It has nothing to. This week,
was it sedition or was it insurrection that we were?
It was insurrection.
I think it was both. But it was specifically sedition. There's a line: arrest for sedition.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this week the Justice Department rolled out charges for sedition.
The Oathkeepers guy for conspiracy, sedition, conspiracy to enact sedition. So not technically sedition.
It's a minor technicality.
We recorded before that that happened. So at the time, there were no sedition charges.
I heard that like the day before.
And really, that was
the number one trending news topic was sedition.
I think the point I was trying to make at the time is that, like, you know, I assume you weren't preaching to the choir. You're trying to open people's minds to the truth. And so,
well, that was actually going to be
one of my questions. It's like, who were you targeting with these rats?
Yeah.
Before you answer, can I just say one thing real quick? Sure. Rob and I disagreed with that, I think, on the show also, but maybe a clip that you didn't see is Rob said he thinks you're trying to convert Republicans. And I said, oh, no, I think you're completely talking to the echo chamber.
Right. Yeah, so that's fair point. And we can get into all that. I think some of the intentions of the song are misunderstood. I think a lot of the references are missed. So, for example, there are Frank Zappa references all over the song. Mm-hmm. And not everybody gets that. It's kind of obvious when I show up at the end dressed as Frank Zappa. But
we were wondering about that one.
Yeah. But there are also references throughout. So, yeah, some of them are pretty specific. In the guitar solo, it opens up with a melody from a song called Willie the Pimp by Frank Zappa.
Mm-hmm.
But you kind of have to be a Zappa head to get that. And then there's a few other things, too. But
this is where
I
needed Noah. She would have been all over that Frank Zappa stuff.
I don't know. I don't think Noah was big into Frank Zappa.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little too esoteric for her, I think.
We had a fourth host, Alex, that, first of all,
is an enormous
fan of yours. Mm-hmm. She had, like, life pursuits that she left the show to go do, but we're still on good terms with her. But she would have
definitely had to get a life.
Yeah, exactly. She had a life, and it precluded her from doing this stupid show anymore. She would have been all over the Frank Zappa thing.
So what would, like, when you were doing these? Obviously, I'm sure it's for fun, but like, what was your goal with putting it out? Like, who did you want to reach with these songs?
You know, it's not really to reach anybody.
Okay, you were just doing it for fun, for yourself.
To be honest, it's things that I wanted to express. And instead of reacting the way people are reacting to my song, going to websites and going into chat rooms and comment sections, I reply. I'm just saying it in a song, which of course is getting, you know, a lot more attention. But I think it's a more creative way of saying the same types of things that I'm just tempted to tweet and post online. It's completely therapeutic.
instead of having a blabbermouth headline about you every day about a different political opinion, you're just combining all of them into a song and just getting it all out in one batch, essentially.
Pretty much. And I seem to – these headlines seem to happen. I don't make that happen.
Right.
I'm always surprised when it happens. Usually when that does happen, it's in conjunction with somebody much more known than me, like jumping in on the same issue, like Dee Snider or somebody like that.
Right.
Is Dee Snider more known than you? I think that's maybe a problem.
I would think. Yeah, I mean, you know,
yeah, definitely.
He was on the Celebrity
Apprentice. No offense.
He's on Cobra Kai.
He was on Black Mass television.
Hey, no spoilers. I'm like still season two of Cobra Kai.
Oh, you got it. Yeah, it's great.
So, that does have to be weird where, like, you know, you make some offhanded Instagram comment about Trump or something, and suddenly it's, you know, front page news where it's just, you know, you're not doing it to be an activist. You're just stating your opinion, and the opinion becomes news. Do you feel like you need to be a little more careful with your opinion online because of that?
I think more about how I word things.
Right.
For sure. Since that happened.
Yeah.
Cause,
you know, I have to say, just even on Metal Injection, when we posted the video, and when we posted the video, we didn't offer any commentary, you know, positive or negative, just here's what it is. I did notice that, you know, some of the more right-leaning metalheads, if this is the website, were very unhappy about it and very, like, personally offended that you would do this. And, you know, I'm curious, do you get messages from, like, your management or whatever about that? Like, are you afraid this might somehow affect your day job, so to speak, you know?
Yeah, that's never happened.
Okay.
Look, they know I'm weird. I play a lot of weird music.
Right.
Not just, you know, not just this. I mean, this is just a hobby, you know.
Yeah, of course.
It's certainly caused no noticeable effect on the audience of my day job.
Right.
And if anything, I know, just going by my own notifications, my engagement is up. My followers are up.
It's working. I mean, I'm sure
it's
there's
going up. Yeah, and I imagine it's less. I think with, you know, testimony, because it's probably not noticeable either way.
If
the same people that are sort of jumping on board and following me or following the band, that's good. Maybe some of those who are, you know, done and hitting unfollow, angry, maybe they're doing the same for the band, but it's not noticeable.
Mm-hmm. Have you gotten any recognition from the hip hop world?
No, I am supposed to do
Hot 97 or Breakfast Club. Right?
No, no, I'm supposed to do some interview that is up for a specifically hip hop focused. I think it's a website, and I'm not even sure what it is. I just found out about it.
It's Hip Hop Injection, Rob. On that one,
yeah,
too.
They're just using you to get to Kimmy G, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Could be. Well, we got to talk about him, too.
Yeah.
Well, I want to add a question first before we get to Kimmy G. But you said you're doing it to express yourself, and really it's just for fun. There's no real target audience. Do you feel like you're filling a void? Like, do you think there's a lack of Trump criticism, or that you are, like, sort of being a voice of the voiceless for?
I think I'm more of a reminder.
Oh, okay. Oh, people are forgetting that Trump was bad.
No, but, you know, I understand the feeling burned out by the news, right? Whether you agree with it or not. I understand information overload. So the things that you might read in, you know, in Politico or I'm not even going to say CNN, because I get all these comments, dude, you're watching too much CNN. No, it's not about CNN at all.
Well, from your video, it feels like you watch a lot of Fox, because you rattled off those hosts like nothing. Like, you knew the ins and outs of every Fox host.
Well, you can't avoid them. I mean, they're just, you know, they're just everywhere. I don't watch them, but I see clips of what they say sometimes on Twitter.
Yeah.
And, you know, it does, just because I'm going after Fox, it's not, I'm certainly not defending CNN, and CNN certainly got a lot of issues.
Mm.
I mean, they have a guy on who, you know, is on a chat like this with, you know, female reporters from the New Yorker, and he starts pleasuring himself, thinking that You know,
tubing it.
Yeah, it's a term for that.
Tubing, exactly.
Tubing.
Right. Why,
listen,
is,
Alex,
why is that guy on? Like,
Alex, this
insane.
Is your opportunity. You could raise all of our profiles if you want to have your own moment.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, case in point. Yeah. Right. I think Jeffrey Tubin's ridiculous. I think Andrew Cuomo and his,
well,
you know, his brother being
was
the guy
Alfredo?
On. That, yeah, that was insane. And I think it's great that he's not on. And I think it's great that Andrew Cuomo's not the governor. And, you know, people are responding, say, you know, why don't you talk about the Cuomo brothers? Why don't, you know, I don't need to. They were held accountable. But
yeah, I'm also talking... it's a weird political, like, defense mechanism when you criticize somebody. I feel like to go the other way, it's
right.
Like if you say something about Biden, criticize Biden, and people are like, oh, so you just want Trump back? And it's like, what? You know,
oh,
like
yeah.
two people could be bad, you know, like I'm not.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not like I'm coming at it from the left. Like he needs to be more progressive. And they're like, oh, so you're a Republican now? Like, no.
Well, I think a lot of people also internalize the idea that they're like the Democrats are like this linchpin holding democracy together. And if you criticize them, you damage them politically, and then Republicans will win. So you're a traitor. That's just
that's a good point.
A way of like getting nobody to ever be critical of anything.
Yeah, and that's not good either. I don't know what the answers are. I think there's a huge false equivalence of, you know, and I don't want to harp on Trump or anything. I know, you know, there's nothing I could say that hasn't been said.
Yeah.
But we're talking about somebody, he called up the Secretary of State of Georgia and said, find me votes. I don't care what you do. Move. It's like the movie, The Producers, you know. Move a few decimal points. Boom. Yeah.
But, I just want to say you've got half of an album about Trump already. I think you're harping. Let's just be real.
Definitely an EP.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just, you know, this is a guy who did. Okay. That's like worse than Watergate. Like, how is he like walking free? That should, to me, that's
sure.
So criminal calling the head of a state's elections and saying commit fraud, right? Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, he tells the whole country, I only lost because of fraud. I didn't lose. I won. I mean, it's insane. And I think the fact that anybody is defending him is insane. And this is why I had to write the song.
Yeah, I don't defend Trump at all. The only thing, we mentioned this also, I don't know how deep you watched the clip. It was about 7 minutes, but
I didn't. I heard the audio. I might have missed some of it. I just,
we also said.
And I was cracking up, by the way. I was very entertained. And that's part of it is I am entertained by the reactions to it. So.
Well, one of the things that we kind of briefly touched on was the fact that, you know, Trump tweeted a bunch of bullshit that he didn't really lose and he's really the president. And then a lot of people, including you and your song, go on to then say, you know, Hillary Clinton didn't really lose because Russians tampered with the election and Facebook. I mean, to me, as neither a Democrat nor a Republican, I see both of those claims as equally ridiculous.
Okay, I think she really lost, so that's the difference.
Okay, so we weren't clear on that, whether you believe that or not. It seems to me people who make both the one argument and not the other are a little hypocritical, but if you're out there,
I think,
outside of that, then you deserve credit for that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for acknowledging. That's the thing too. And you know, if you have a question like that, it's not clear in the song. I understand the song doesn't answer that question, but yeah, I think she lost. I think it was a perfect storm in a lot of ways. I think, you know, the Comey letter didn't help. That didn't cause her to lose, but it didn't help. I think the hacking didn't help. There was hacking. I don't think it wasn't some sinister thing where Trump's sending messages to them and controlling the hack. Yeah, Trump was, he was not the puppet master.
Well,
but he, you know, he did have this history with Russia, and there is a troll farm in Russia. And this,
We have great puppets, folks. They're fabulous. Yeah. You wouldn't believe how great, yeah, what great puppets we
you
have.
You wouldn't believe.
We love the puppets, don't we, folks?
Yeah. So I actually read, I'm such a political nerd, I read the Mueller report.
Mm-hmm.
And this is factual. It's not being, you know, and people argue with me about that. Well, he was found innocent. You know, no, and actually, no, that's not.
Well, but wasn't it, I mean, it was a phishing thing, right? Like, it was just that Podesta did like one of those, hey, you forgot your password. Click this and put your password in here.
Yeah.
And he sent it to one of.
Well, that was one thing, yes.
So there was more than that, because
he
willingly got phished. So what was the other hacking? I mean,
yeah,
I don't really want to get into the Russia. That's like such.
Right,
a
don't want
to get into. You don't, Rob. You're half Russian.
I don't want to get into. Well, you both speak Russian. I'm just gonna say I like Russian food.
I have a Russian name.
But I do want
more Russia than
Skoly D is Russian.
Okay, no, Skolnik is the Russian word for.
Is your is
and also I'm well aware of Skoly D. It's a tribute to him.
Oh, okay.
And it's, yeah, that's part of
you're
this.
In on the joke. This is what I was trying to tell everyone. Like, you acknowledge the cheesiness of it, right? Like,
yeah, I
like,
mean, yeah, yeah. Like, the funny thing is, like, the idea that I'm trying to, well, this is one thing I've read online, not that you guys said this, but, yeah, trying to stay relevant.
Yeah, yeah, right.
So that's what I'm going to do to stay relevant.
Yeah, you're going to do 80s hip-hop to stay relevant. That's definitely the relevant hip-hop rap sound. But
so
yeah, one
and
line,
I love satire. And that's the thing that's like what some people seem to have missed. When I was a kid, there was a show, a radio show called The Dr. Demento Show.
Sure.
Spawned Weird Al.
It spawned Weird Al, exactly. So when I was a little kid, I remember hearing these accordion songs, and they were hilarious. You know, another one, Rides the Bus, My Bologna.
The best.
Yeah, and I always dug that, and I always had ideas for songs like that. So that was one of the original inspirations. So people say, oh, you know, we're doing kind of like Weird Al. Yeah, absolutely. That's a...
Yeah, I totally picked up on that. I totally.
And then
one of, like,
one of my favorites, like nobody remembers this one. There was there was a band. It was these old Jewish guys that did a song. They made fun of Rapper's Delight.
Oh yeah,
right. They called it Kosher Delight, and the name of the band was the Yiddish People. Right, which is a play on the Village People.
Yeah.
So
they wear like a headdress and everything.
There was also Two Live Jews.
There was Two Live Jews, exactly.
It was Black
exactly.
Shabbos, the metal band. Remember Black Shabbos?
Yes, yeah. So,
Alex, are you Jewish?
Yeah.
100% okay. Jew. You are on a show with three Jews, just so you know.
We are
okay.
All chosen
what
people here.
Zygesund.
Well, also, you know, it's funny because my friend Adam Dubin, who's a video director, he co-directed the Beastie Boys, and he saw the video and said, I'm keeping up this tradition of nerdy white Jewish rappers.
Well, I got so I'm
and
glad
the same,
you mentioned
so just to finish that thought, the same way you know, Two Live Jews is a play on Two Live Crew.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Skoly D is a play on Skoly D.
Oh yeah,
even
I
though it's
you.
Not a Jewish theme, but it's yeah, my name, Skoly. So
I'm glad you mentioned the Beastie Boys because it bleeds into something I was going to say, which is, and my biggest criticism, I had two criticisms with the video, and I'll say it to your face. I'm
okay.
Not a hypocrite. I'm polite about it. That you're respectful enough to come on our show.
Great.
The first thing is the white guy rapping thing. You have mm-hmm. to be the Beastie Boys. You have to be Eminem. You got to really bring it. For otherwise, my feeling is don't do it. Sid in the corner of your screen is a big hip hop head. I'm a big hip hop head. Rob is also an aficionado of hip hop. You can't be a white guy and do hip hop unless you are absolutely confident and great at it, is my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be the first thing. The second thing would be, I just feel there's no dearth of Trump criticism. I feel like the last 5 years have just been full on. you know, every late night talk show, there's three of them. They do Trump stuff every night.
Right.
Basically, every news show is covering Trump 24/7. The last year has been nonstop, you know, breaking windows at the Capitol stuff. Like, I didn't feel like the world basically needed another Trump hip hop song to dunk on Trump.
You're saying, why aren't you going after Biden?
No, I'm not even saying that. I mean, I feel like that would be filling more of a void, yes, but I'm just saying that specific topic of all the topics.
Okay.
That's been covered. It's a lane that's full of traffic already.
Okay. Well, okay. So for one thing, it is satire. Mm-hmm. I think when you're doing satire, you don't have to be as good as the Beastie Boys or Eminem.
Mm-hmm.
I think you get some, right? That should count for something. I thought Andy Samberg did some pretty funny rap stuff on SNL. Was he as good as Eminem? I don't think so. I think it's okay.
I mean, nowadays, maybe.
Is it,
maybe modern
is it,
day Eminem.
I
mean,
and also, yeah,
I mean,
I don't think anybody, I'm not trying to be compared to those guys. And the guy who mixed the song, his name is Johnny Nice.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually a real pop and rap producer, and he seemed to really dig the song.
Mm-hmm.
I've spoken to others in the music industry. I'm not going to name everybody, but they seem to think it's good. You know, it's like it's nothing. They like it. So maybe it's personal taste. I understand if you're going to compare it to, okay, you've got to be as good as Eminem, who's like arguably one of the greatest of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. And I would agree with you if I'm trying to launch a rap career, which I am not trying to do.
So I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. I think you're all world-class guitarist. I love Testament. I have nothing but respect for musicianship. I do not think you're a rapper. I'm sorry. I'll say it to your
that's
face.
Okay.
Well, I will say
that's your opinion, and I respect your opinion.
In the Twitch, we have El Dudrino saying that Alex is the little Dickie of metal.
Yeah.
So you have one fan.
That's very funny.
I want to mention
people were comparing it to the guy from the Ramones who did a rap show. He was really trying to launch a rap career, though, and he was like really into it.
Yeah, that was very sad.
I'm not trying to call up Tommy Boy or anything.
Yeah. And look, I am it's kind of a different what I am doing. I do genuinely play. I grew up on the Run-DMC and, you know, the Beastie Boys and stuff. I never thought about doing the music. It was always stuff for fun. In the San Francisco Bay Area, we all listen to all types of music. You can ask Gary Holt, for example, somebody who was in a few years older, but he was in that same scene, and everybody's really open musically. So, I am paying tribute to them, but it's also, it's Dr. Demento, it's Weird Al, it's especially Zappa.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
I mean, I definitely, now that you mentioned the Zappa, I absolutely noticed that, like, there's a jazz break, like a jazz solo, like 20 seconds into the song or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, that totally makes sense.
Well, there's also little sound effects. There's when I mentioned QAnon, there's the Twilight Zone theme.
Oh, yeah.
I played on my Stratocaster.
Well, there's one line that really offended me where you said that you used to be the party of Nancy and Ronald.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, Ronald Reagan is one of the worst presidents of all time.
Yeah.
So, like, that's not a compliment. Like, that was when I lost, like, I mean, I was certainly exaggerating for the show, but that was the part where I was like, no.
But also, they still are the party of Reagan. I mean, this is like the presidential term of Ronald Reagan.
It's a little different, though.
Did you think Ronald was a good president? Do you think was Reagan a good president? Like, or was that just you were
no,
trying to build
a
leader?
It's a different level. He's not going to call up and say, "I need you to find me votes." You know what I mean? He lost several elections. The bar is really low here.
Is that really the most important thing of the stance that a president can take? I mean, like, Ronald Reagan ignored
the transfer of
AIDS
power,
and, like, killed 2-3 million people.
I don't know. He's one of the worst of all time. But and again, this is a very low bar, but accepting the transfer of power is really, really important. Trump did not accept the transfer of power when he lost.
I guess to me,
he was
going to
do this in 2016. He even said this. He's like,
but the Democrats
will
did it in 2016.
Time.
The Democrats like launched a 5-year like delegitimized the election campaign. I mean, they've basically and I listen. It's not a defense of Trump. I think Trump's a piece of shit, but he won. And all
Who
they did
that?
Was they. Well, Hillary Clinton did it. She went on every news channel and said
but
how
accepted,
Trump.
She accepted the results.
She conceded the election.
Yeah, she conceded.
Difference.
I mean,
but to me, it's like he did so many terrible things, Trump. That like by this point it's like just kind of like who cares like I get what you're saying and I understand the like the importance of it but right. there's so many things he did bad that are overlooked that it's
okay.
That I feel take precedence over that
as Jews let us consider Charlottesville
sure.
These people chanting "Jews will not replace us."
No, I'm. I agree. That was a very bad moment.
None of this is a defense of Trump.
His enabling of those people is certainly far worse than any of this.
I mean, there's so many of those moments. Yeah, Proud
right.
Boys.
Yeah,
stand back, stand by. You know what I mean?
Stand back and stand by.
Sure, but I mean, you
but
got
also,
Joe,
I mean,
Joe
I
Biden's like
he,
building a new like child prisons and stuff to throw Latino orphans into. I don't know that he's necessarily the civil rights king to replace.
It's a little
Trump,
different
yeah.
though. He's not going to. He does not have fans among these.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, Biden has no fans.
Policy matters.
Reagan
yeah,
did not have fans among the neo Nazis.
Yes, he did.
No,
he must
did.
Have.
Not like
he must
this.
Have. Well, they were quieter about it. That's the real difference is that Reagan knew how to put a good face on all this stuff, and Trump
yes,
just says
yes.
it.
Yes, thank you, Sid.
That's the real difference.
Trump,
they were all after the same stuff. Trump's
Trump
just more brazen,
Reagan
and
with
that's
the
why
mask.
He failed at most of it.
That's a fair point. But I still think it's worse because at least – and again, it's the lowest possible bar.
Yeah.
Reagan's
yeah.
horrible, but – at least he could accept, you know, losing. And, you know, if he would not say to a crowd at a rally, you know, all these reporters, they're terrible people. They're sick. They're, you know, Trump does.
Well, the reporters were nicer to Reagan than they were to Trump, but also Reagan never lost as president, so he never had the opportunity to try to steal an election.
Good point. And Reagan also fucked with a lot of elections in other countries too. Central America and South America.
It's a little different. It's hard to imagine him behaving the same way. And again, it's not to defend him.
We can move on, but I just had one quick thing about the transfer of power, which is what did Trump really do? He whined impotently on Twitter, like he did a lawsuit that failed.
He tried to bully these election officials.
But all right, I'm not saying that he's innocent. I'm saying what really happened. He lost. He tried to contest it. He lost that. He sued. He lost that. And then he went and played golf in his racist country club. And he hosted a stupid boxing pay-per-view. He's gone. Like the transfer of power has happened.
You know, he did just at a rally on Sunday.
Yeah, he talks a lot. That's what Trump does.
And you know who appeared with him on his rally?
Who appeared with him?
People running for that same position.
Mm-hmm.
That the guy he was bullying in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
So people who are running for that position in Arizona. So
yeah,
he
they're trying to
systematically
certainly
getting.
But I don't think that's just
people,
him. I think that's the whole party, and like they were
the whole,
doing
exactly.
They were doing
it's both parties. The Democrats have pristine elections. I mean, ask Bernie
there's
Sanders.
No
pristine elections.
Nobody's doing this. Nobody's threatening. Nobody's systematically taking over these local positions. So,
I think they're just better at it. I think the Democrats are just a disorganized mess. They love to cheat when it benefits them. They just don't have the apparatus. They're not on board with each other to pull it off as efficiently. They know when to stop a leftist.
You can look at it that way, but this is Yeah. I'm just going by, yeah, these are facts. It's a fact that he gave this rally. It's a fact that he's elevating people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, for example.
Mm-hmm.
These are
some of our finest folks.
Exactly.
She's got great cans, people. You gotta love her, Marjorie Taylor Greene, everybody.
Oh, God. So
that's all he cares about.
It's all these things, and I understand the argument. Well, yeah, Reagan was bad too, but it's what we're seeing now is just a whole other level of disinformation.
I think what Rob's point is, though, like, you know, I was raised to believe Reagan was the devil, and when he died, he would be roasting on the tip of Satan's pitchfork. And I feel like liberals do this every few years. Like, they just they're rehabilitating George W. Bush now and Cheney.
Yeah, like Dick Cheney, because he's
he's our buddy now. Yeah, I agree.
And in 6 years, I feel like if Big Macs and Dr. Pepper don't do Trump in, he will be on the Ellen Show and The View. I feel like he will be rehabilitated, just like on.
Yeah, like if Ron DeSantis is somehow the new nominee, they're going to be like, oh, remember when we had Trump? At least he was funny.
He was entertaining. He'll just go. He'll go on Twitter. When they reinstate his Twitter, he'll just be like, Ron DeSantis is a loser. Sad. And then all the liberals, oh my God, Trump, he speaks truth to power. I love Trump so much.
We'll see. I mean, I am a bit of a news junkie, and it's not CNN and just MSNBC.
So where to get your news?
People online. There's a really good article in The Atlantic. It's like scary article about all the preparations happening for the next couple of elections, specifically 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And just what's going on there, like nobody has reached that level yet. You know, it's just Trump. That's why I think he's way beyond Reagan, beyond Nixon. I'm not going to change any minds with the rap song, but I feel like all you can do is laugh about it,
mm-hmm.
and point these things out. I mean, nothing I said in that song isn't true.
Do you have any new songs you're working on currently? Can you give us a little sneak peek?
Not like that.
Oh.
Well, no, they only come every few months, and they're usually inspired by events.
Mm.
So the Trump song, the first one, Trump Sucks, that was that was in the run-up to the election in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And I had done a social media post, and just the response to it was what inspired that song. Because, instead of, like, just listing all these things, you know, you shouldn't hire your daughter to work, your unqualified daughter to work in the White House.
Agreed.
And all these things I mentioned in that song, I just thought, okay, I'm just going to put this to music. And I didn't think it would get the attention that it got, but it did, and that's fine. But I should also mention that, you know, Kimmy G, my rap partner in this song, we go way back. I mean, we've noticed he's a guy I know. He's worked.
Mm-hmm. Did he do the Blue Blockers ad that we were talking
about?
Yeah,
we were wondering that last week. He reminded us. Do you remember that infomercial from like the late 80s or 90s?
I had completely forgotten about it, but once, I remember it now. Yeah,
that wasn't him though.
that was not him. No.
Okay. I don't know.
No, but he was a neighbor of mine.
Oh. Huh.
And he used to work on the Maury Povich show.
Get out of here.
Audio.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's like an audio
video.
Guy?
Yeah, he's like a video editor.
We were just talking about, like, in another segment of that same show about how they used to be – oh, no, it was on our Patreon. It was on – we did a Judge Steve Harvey episode. And we were talking about how in the Maury show they have people gesticulating wildly, telling the audience how to react to things.
Yeah.
That to me is the coolest job on the Maury Show.
we could wrap it up, and thank you so much for all the time that you've given us.
Yeah, yes.
About this.
It's fun
really
to
fun.
Talk about it and
answer
questions. Yeah.
Do you talk to like other metal musicians about politics? Like I'm assuming you're not reaching out to Ted Nugent, but like obviously there are very varying political points of view. And being so outspoken, do you ever hear from someone who is on the other side or even on the left and they reach out to you and you guys get into it?
Not that many. Kind of interesting because I've heard from some that just think, oh, yeah, everybody sucks. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All politics is bad. The whole media is corrupt. Why don't you talk about the media? Well, I think it's you know, Fox specifically, everybody I mentioned in that song is part of this text leak, people that were in communication with Trump on or around January 6th. So I can't say that about the other media. So I think, you know, it's unfair to tell me just do a song about the whole media. But anyway, I have heard about that. I had an interesting, as far as like somebody known, I mean, usually it's folks that agree with me. I'll be honest. Like usually on, mm-hmm. on Twitter, I've got this whole constituency there and it's kind of funny. So D is, we'll sometimes be on the same tweet thread. I've tried somebody you guys are probably not a fan of, but Tracy Guns of LA Guns.
No quarrel with Tracy.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Why would we? What's the?
I don't know. You know, he's glam metal. You know, he's not exactly.
I like glam metal.
Yeah.
As a fan.
Yeah.
And he's, he's very active on, and we're in a lot of the same threads.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally it gets interesting because he knows Richard Marx. And we've had some threads where we're all in the same thread together.
Wow. It's like a star-studded Slack chat here.
As far as like heavier music, I was really surprised when Rob Flynn would retweet my stuff or respond. And,
right.
But I guess
he's been pretty outspoken too.
He's pretty outspoken, yeah.
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 Did anybody in like Testament or Alex Skolnick Trio ever say anything about the rapping?
Oh, they've, the Testament guys, I mean, they remember me and my friends. Yeah, when I joined that band, I was in high school, and I had a couple friends, and we would make up raps.
Like raps about Jimmy Carter and stuff? I don't want to date you. Sorry.
This is definitely Reagan.
All right.
But, it wasn't even political, but, it's so funny. Eric Peterson remembered one of my raps from